Is there a station in there? There is, go ahead. KCA, QBX.
Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Timeout.
Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey, monitoring. Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening on the Northern Michigan Network. Watching for an ice storm tomorrow, according to Gaylord.
KE8FJW, I'm monitoring.
Good morning, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, Jim.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. I'm Brad, way up here in the soup. How's everything going down there?
Hey, we're up and about, and just looked at the Gaylord Weather Service station, and another March ice storm is forecast. That worries me a little.
Yeah, well, we're in a winter weather advisory up here, so yeah, I guess it's still winter. 3 to 6 inches, so see what happens. From 2 p.m. this afternoon to 8 p.m. Wednesday. So, yeah, there you go. So, I guess I'd rather have the snow than the ice.
Yeah, but I've lived up here a few years, and March snowstorms tend to be wet and heavy, and that's kind of why they bring down a lot of power lines and that, oh gosh, 10 days without power about a dozen years ago. It's been a while since we've had a long power outage. We were not affected exactly by that ice storm a year or two ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we weren't either, so. Our ice storm that affected us, that took our power out for about a week, was January. It was the beginning of January, just before New Year's, I believe. End of December, thereabouts that week. And how many years ago that was, I can't remember now. Yeah, I think the youngest was maybe two or three, so maybe five, 6 years ago now, so there you go. Other than that, yeah, heavy snow, nah, it'll be fine. We haven't had any issues with wet snow hanging out on the power line, so that's good. Yeah, I finally get a day off. I worked 5 days in a row, and I got a day off. So, and I was supposed to get 2 days off, but I picked up a shift, and the day off I did have last week, I was in bed sick, so apparently I wore myself out. And the week before that, I worked 6 days in a row, and so it was a long few weeks, so so this week should be a little better.
Well, picking up extra shifts and then having to spend a day in bed, that's not my cup of tea, or hot chocolate, or whatever you want to call it, but for you about the Sioux. You know, we hear a lot about ice storms closing the Mighty Mac Bridge. We don't hear much about the International Bridge ever getting closed. Does it have that same problem with falling ice and stuff like that that the Mackinac has?
You know, no, that bridge, yeah. I think it's because it's built a little different. So, I don't remember any cross beams going from one hump to the other, so I don't think it has an issue with that. So, yeah, no, it doesn't close a whole lot. So, for weather or anything.
Like I said, a different design. I don't know. It just seems like either high winds or ice closes the Mackinac Bridge, oh gosh, I'm going to say 10 times a year. That seems like a lot.
Oh, that's for sure. So, yeah, I do know the Mighty Mac, you know, definitely closes a lot. So, but no, not the international one up here. It pretty much stays open. It's a two-lane bridge, and I think there's a couple humps on our side, and there's a hump on the Canadian side, and that's about it. So it's mostly suspended.
Yeah, I must say I've only crossed it. Well, I guess I could say twice. I had cousins over on the Canada side, so went over, visited them, and had to cross over and then cross back. That was Easter a couple of years ago. It was relatively easy. The U.S. both customs. I was having a pickup truck, and the Canadian guys wanted to use the little mirror magnifiers and check everything out. So they sent me to the little waiting room or the parking lot on the Canada side. It took me about an extra hour. It was interesting.
Oh, well, strange. Never had an issue with the Canadian side. It's always the American side coming back in, so they're more cautious, I guess.
Yeah, the American side, they give you the fifth degree on you're traveling from Canada to the U.S. Why did you go there? I gave us about 10 questions about are you actually employed in the U.S.? And I said, I live there. They said, yeah, but why? What was the purpose of your travel? Blah blah blah. A lot of questions, but hey. I just had to sit there at the little guardhouse. I wasn't directed to any intensive investigation.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, I never got directed to any of those garages there where they tear your car apart, so that's always good. So. I heard stories a couple times, but knock on wood, never happened to me, so. And much anymore, I don't have any desire to go over to the Canadians in the north, so they can keep it.
Well, my cousins over there used to do all their shopping over on the U.S. side, so they'd cross over and do all their shopping. So I guess they were recognized drivers' license plates and stuff like that. So they always got flagged through both directions because, you know, they did it once a week. Anyhow, hey, have a good day on your day off. I think that's what you said today was. So Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Hey, Brad, good to hear you out there.
Oh, yeah, they get recognized for frequent flyers or... Yeah, I don't know if that's still a thing anymore, so... I don't think that's an issue anymore, so... They used to come over for the gas, but I don't remember. I don't think that's even a thing anymore either, so... But, oh well. Hey, have a good morning, Jim, and catch you later. KE8FGW.
KADYS, we're in the mobile.
Mobile.
This is KABCW checking DMR link through my hotspot.
Sounds like it's working good. N8APX.
Hey, good morning, Adam. This is Bentley. Just got my new call sign updated, so putting it in the radios, making sure it all works, all that good stuff.
Oh, okay, awesome. Yeah, you sound really good. I couldn't even tell you're on digital, so it's working awesome.
Well, that's good to hear because I spent about the last hour updating Grandmeister, TGIF, D-Star, and everything else in between with my new call sign. What a pain in the butt.
Yeah, that's a fun time. No, you're getting in. Things sound good. And it's obviously all working. And I'm over the office. So just want to give you a shout, let you know things are working, and I'll probably be back on here right directly. At 8 APX.
Good. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Now I can be one of the cool kids. Have a great day. KABCW.
KABCW, Harbor Springs. KABCW on the 1-9 in Petoskey. KABCW, mobile in Petoskey on the 1-9.
And mobile monitoring.
K8BCW testing DMR link.
K8BCW.
K-A-D-Y-S, K-A-D-Y-S, K-C-A-Q-B-X.
DMH Mobile.
KBCW. Good afternoon, Drake. This is Bentley.
Hey, we finally got the vanity call sign. Nice.
Yeah, I'm officially one of the cool kids now.
Nice. Yeah, I had my systematic call sign was not fun. That's why I changed it. It was really awful for CW. It was terribly long.
Well, I thought mine was pretty awful when I first got it, but I got to be honest with you, I debated whether or not to change it because it was just rolling off my tongue anymore. But, yeah, I decided to change it, pony up to $35, and, yeah, I just got cleared this morning. Been spending my time updating all the damn systems that depend on it. That's been fun.
Oh, yeah, that's a real fun time going through everything. Although, the nice thing is that... a lot of the ham stuff you set up that, you know, requires an account, they acknowledge the fact that, oh, you may change your call sign at some point. So they at least make the process not, like, completely unbearable. It's just another thing.
Yeah, it's like that password manager, you know, or when your credit card gets compromised and you get a new one. It's like, okay, how many places do I have to go to update this? But yeah, in my research, it looks like it used to be a lot more laborious to change that, and they recognize that this is probably a little bit more common, so we'll make a pathway that may or may not make sense, but it at least is an option for you to go through the process.
Yeah, exactly, and it works, so... I thought about changing my call sign again once I get extra. I haven't gotten my extra yet, but you know, there hasn't been a whole lot of motivation to do it because I don't really get on HF enough to warrant getting the extra. Other than, like, I think the only cool factor about it that I would see for my use case would be bragging rights. I don't really use the other portions of the band that generals can't use, so it logically hasn't made a whole lot of sense for me to upgrade yet. Oh, look at this guy.
I haven't done mine yet either, but the only reason I would ever do it is simply for being a VE. That would be the only reason.
Oh, I forgot that, yeah. Okay, now I have more motivation to do it.
What's a VE? Venereal expert?
Yeah, you could call him that.
Volunteer examiner. Basically, the people that run the whole testing environment.
Check. Yeah, I'm a firearms instructor, so yeah, you definitely want to have your cred available when you're trying to teach somebody or test them.
Well, so by the rules, a general license can only proctor a technician's exam, but in order to proctor a general or an extra, you have to have your extra.
Yep, and down here, to avoid confusion, our DE group down here requires you to be an extra. They don't want to have some people that can only do the technician exams, so. And honestly, and I agree with that. It makes a lot of sense. You can just say, hey, I can be the DE for this exam session. And you can do all of the tests and not even have to think about it. I think it's not a bad plan.
makes sense to me. I want to take my test and get it approved by the most expert guy that I can find.
One of these days I might go for my extra. Not right now, though. Enough on my plate.
Do I understand that you guys meet up for breakfast in the morning before the meeting? Is that open to everybody, or should we just show up for the meeting?
That was a lovely double, and Drake, you won that one out for sure. What was all that again? But yes, you can, breakfast is open for anybody.
Okay, so my buddy Chris and I will be there. Our buddy Josh is not able to make it. He's got a conflict. So breakfast at J.W. Fillmore's at 9, is that correct?
Roger, roger. 9 a.m. at Fillmore's, and then right about 10, we mosey over to the Emergency Operations Center, which is the Epler Road EMS building.
And how do we find you guys? You all going to have a bunch of radios sitting on your table or something?
We're in the back room. We usually get the back area where the door is at on the far south side of the building. So we'll usually be back in that that overflow room.
Also a nice double there, guys. Okay, cool. We'll plan on seeing you guys at 9 o'clock on Saturday, and then we'll mosey over to the EMS building afterward to hear what you guys have to say. So looking forward to it. Should be a good time.
Sweet. Can't wait. Go ahead, Drake. I need APX Mobile.
I basically said the exact same thing, so. Yeah, if you walk into the building, all the way down to the left and then all the way down. Can't miss it. So, speaking of which, do you know if Nelson reserved that? Because I think we have to.
I texted him earlier this afternoon, and he put a thing out on the group's IO to see if somebody could go nab it. So hopefully someone does.
Cool.
So, and then, well, if I can't get to Hackleburg, you'll have to tell me how it is if you ever mosey over that way, Adam. You'll have to tell me how melted or not it is. If it's not melted, then maybe I'll just go to Crossroad and swap out the APRS radio, because I know that's kind of dead right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be by there or not. But if I am, I'll let you know. I can't even remember what we were doing out there. Fixing or putting a Band-Aid on the 7-4 so it's tolerable. Yes. We'll see if we can work that in or not.
Okay, sounds good. I just pulled into the shop, so I gotta actually work now. Hey, DMH.
Go do something, even if it's wrong. NADX.
That's a good one, Adam. I'll try to remember that. Good chatting with you guys. I'm sure we'll talk before Saturday, but if we miss each other, we'll see you then. K8, BCW.
Sounds good. We'll look out for you. KBCW and at APX.
KDYS, KCAQVX.
monitoring and then mobile monitoring.
W8REG mobile. Mobile, listening.
Kilo Echo 9, Charlie, Victor, Papa, monitoring. K8BCW.
K8BCW,
K8ZAT. Hey, Chris. Good to hear you, man. How you doing?
No complaints today, yourself?
Yeah, doing good, man. I'm coming at you on my DMR radio through my hotspot on the WHCCE Link Talk Group. How's it sound?
Yeah, you got good signal strength, obviously, because of the repeater. But, yeah, nice and clear. The tone's a little different. Not bad, not better, just different.
Yeah, just the difference between analog and digital. I'm on digital now, so that's the difference.
Yeah, seems to be working pretty well with you. I'm actually on the HT, the crossband repeat here, and I don't use it a whole lot, but figured I would today for a little bit.
Yeah, you're sounding good as usual. No issues there.
Well, so much for the partial government shutdown causing FCC not to process vanity call signs and license requests, huh?
Yeah, switching back over to analog, how do you read me now?
Yeah. 5x5, nice, good, strong signal, no static, good tone. Before, when you're on the DMR, it almost sounds like you have a little bit of a head cold. I don't know how else to explain it. When you switch back to analog, it cleared up. Not that it was bad or detracting or anything, it was just different than how you sound on analog.
Yeah, I'd say that's the same for you. You definitely sound different when we go back to analog. I've noticed, though, when you use a DMR radio on a DMR network, the audio is a lot more clear. No artifacts. It's just the audio. It's hard to describe. And with this, it's doing a pass-through. It's converting the digital to analog to get into the system, and I think it loses a few things there.
Oh, I'm sure. The more hands that touch it, the more it changes, kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, it comes through nice and strong.
I just think it's really cool how it all works. That's awesome that there's all that different capability to get in and out of the system with different technologies. Pretty sweet.
Oh, for sure. It's definitely got its place. That's no question about that.
Hey, are we still on Saturday morning then?
Yep, as far as I'm concerned, I'm planning on being to your place around 8:30, probably a little bit before.
Well, don't be too concerned about showing up too much before. It's about a 20-minute drive over to that side of Petoskey from here. So I think if you're here at 8:30, we've got plenty of time to mobilize and head on over there. I did talk to Drake and Adam today, and confirmed where they're going to be at the restaurant, and we should be able to find them, no problem.
All right, that sounds like a plan. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Just kind of meeting those two guys and putting, you know, faces to the voices, so to speak, and just learning what they're all about.
Me too. What do you got going on this week?
Nothing really, just things are starting to pick up a little bit at work, which is good. So that's pushing me back a little bit in the evening as far as that goes, staying at work a little bit longer. But other than that, nothing really. I don't have a whole lot to do until the weather breaks pretty good, just doing some prep maintenance that I normally do this time of year. So, yeah, pretty boring actually.
got any radio projects coming up? You doing any antenna work on your building when the weather gets a little bit nicer?
Well, other than getting an HF rig kind of set up and going, but you once I get done and get my general, other than that, the only other thing antenna or radio-wise I want to do is I want to put an antenna on the house, probably just a disc cone, and at least run I want a scanner in the house here. But that'll give me the ability to plug a radio into it as well.
Yeah, I can see where, you know, having a scanner in the house would be pretty cool rather than having to trot out to the talk every time. Could be very useful in some circumstances.
Yeah, it's I guess for me it's just being nosy more than anything, just listening in on stuff, like listening in on the events on Pablo Island last night was rather interesting.
Yeah, I heard about that last night. I didn't get any updates on it, but yeah, it sounded like an unusual situation. I don't know what was going on there, but there's all kinds of stories about, you know, lighthouse keepers that got trapped on the lighthouse over the winter months on the Great Lakes and went crazy. It kind of made me think maybe it was something like that.
Yeah, it might have been. I know I still didn't hear exactly what all the hubbub was about because, they don't broadcasting in the clear like that. They were just talking about, I was hearing more of the logistic side as far as, you know, what aircraft were leaving out of Pelston and, you know, what groups were in the aircraft and what equipment they were taking over and all that sort of stuff. And it was quite the mobilization effort for what appears to be just one drunk dude.
Yeah, definitely an interesting logistical exercise. It's not like you just go screen it up with four squad cars and surround the place. A little bit more interesting to get there and get your right resources on the ground and all that stuff. Pablo Island, though? Wow.
Well, he wasn't going to head down 75 and, you know, try and get away.
Yeah, true. The only thing worse would be to rob a bank on an island.
Yeah, that would, you know, though, sometimes some of the criminals, they don't seem to be the brightest, so that might contribute to a lot of it.
Well, hey, I'm going to pull the trigger on a new radio for my truck. I'm going to buy another 5100, I think, and make some plans for getting that installed pretty soon.
Ah, nice. That'll be nice for you to have the same radio. Just interoperability is key on that one. I think when I get ready to upgrade a radio in the truck, I'm probably going to do the same thing with my 2730. Is get one just like it. Just why not? It makes sense. You learn one, might as well just get two.
Yeah, exactly. I really don't like fiddling with the thing when I'm driving, and having it familiar and being able to just use some of the technology on it, I think, is the right way to go. But yeah, that 2730 you have is a sweet rig, and that would look good in your truck, too. That'd be really cool.
Well, the same with yours. I like the idea that the display head is a lot smaller and can be remotely, or, you know, the radio can be remotely mounted. You can put the control head anywhere. That just opens up your options to putting stuff where it's really convenient and, you know, less obtrusive.
You need to check out our buddy Ryan's setup. He's got that Ford Raptor, and he runs that around in a lot of I wouldn't call them races, but events, four-wheel drive events and stuff like that. And he's got his radio set up in there, really, really cool. Detachable face, tucked up on the dash, and everything else just totally hidden away. It is a really sweet setup that he has. And of course, he's got, you know, a lot of the technical know-how on how to run all of that stuff and tear dashboards apart and things like that. I'm a little bit short on that ability myself. I'm always afraid of breaking things, but I'm sure that he and guys like you that do that kind of stuff for a living would probably be a lot better at it than me.
You just got to remember they never made just one of anything, so there's always another one out there.
Yeah, true, but it's just, you know, getting over the whole, you know, what it costs to fix a stupid mistake.
Yeah, I hear you. I do enjoy looking at other people's setups, so it's like gleaning different ideas and whatnot out of things like that. And different placements. Sometimes guys will put something in there and you go, man, I never thought of putting the radio right there, but it makes so much sense. And yeah, that's good stuff. I enjoy seeing that.
Yeah, for sure. I had to do quite a bit of searching to mount a radio with my 4Runner. They're notoriously short of unused space. Everything is kind of filled up already, so finding a spot to mount a radio is a real challenge in that vehicle.
Yeah, in that aspect, I imagine it was probably quite a bit like your Jeep. There's not a lot of spare dash real estate on a Jeep either.
I actually loved my setup in my Jeep because there was a mounting bracket to put it right at the ceiling, right above your head in the center of the dashboard, or the center of the windshield at the top. And that, to me, was such a great place for a radio. Off on the side, it was easy to reach, it was really easy to see, and more importantly, the speaker worked really well, blasting right down on you. I couldn't imagine a better setup than the one I had in the Jeep. Hardest part was just fingering up around the side of the windshield, but again, the Jeep had such good plastic covers around the A-pillar and all of that, and it had removable roof panels, so it was really super simple.
I agree with that. The overhead mounting of radios is, to me, the pinnacle of mounting a radio. If you can get away doing that and have the ability to do it, the infrastructure and the frame of the vehicle, that's a... Man, you're right, that is a really nice way to do a radio.
Worst part about the Jeep, though, had a fiberglass roof. So I never got a very good antenna set up on that thing. And then one that's not going to get swiped off by a tree, because I used to drive that thing off-road a lot, and that was always a challenge.
Yeah, that's what always gets me is I'm always looking for something that I feel is going to be, and I don't go off-road a whole lot, but that is going to be robust enough to, you know, take a branch hit every now and then or whatnot, and, you know, not peel up a hole in the roof on it either.
Well, I broke an antenna a year ago driving down Horton Bay Road. 18-inch whip on the top of my truck, and drove under a tree that was leaning down, loaded with ice, and cracked the whole bottom assembly of the antenna. So it'll happen places you don't expect it.
Yeah, it's it is a tricky thing. I've seen some spring-mounted bases and things like that, and none of them seem like they would be overly robust to me. It seems like they would always give way right where you don't want them to. And like mine, you know, I have an NMO mount that I have just punched a hole right in the roof, so I don't want to have something that's going to sardine can my top.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to be careful with all that stuff. It's definitely something to think about.
Josh, he's struggling right now with a place to put an antenna. He's got a mount that goes back by his third brake light and whatnot, but he doesn't think he likes that a whole lot yet. So, yeah, he's struggling with where to put an antenna, too.
Man, I say this out of love, but that guy would complain if he got hanged by a new rope. He's never happy with any of his setups.
Yeah, he does like to change things up a lot, but some of it I think is, you know, you can you know, go a little bit more inexpensive route, but sometimes you got to just do that buy once, cry once kind of thing, and you know, and I'm guilty of it. I was that way with radios for a while, so, you know, I got the one I have now, and yeah, I wish I'd have done that right from Jump Street.
Yeah, I've been running that cheapie in my truck for about 9 months now, having a really nice one in the base station. And, yeah, you don't realize how good something is to wait to get rid of it.
Yeah, I agree. Towards the end of your transmission, you started to have some, static, like, bust in, almost on a rhythmic kind of cadence there for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think it's me. I heard it on your transmission, too. I think it's the ongoing issues they're having with the 7-4 in Sheboygan.
Ah, maybe we'll learn more about that on Saturday.
And probably get end up to help with the fix.
That would be okay, too. I don't mind helping out, and I know you don't.
Yeah, and, you know, we both have some military experience and should know better than to volunteer for anything.
That's true, because at least this time you can't get voluntold.
Yeah, that's kind of a nice station to be arrived at in life, isn't it? You don't get voluntold much anymore.
Yes, I rather quite enjoy it myself.
All right, my friend. Well, I'm going to drop and wish you well. Have a good evening, 73s, and I'm sure we'll be talking before Saturday when I see you next. K8DCW.
All right, Bentley. You have a great evening. Always good catching up with you, and, yeah, we'll be talking before Saturday. K8ZAT.
Yes, FPE, mobile and monitoring.
KF8, FTE, KADZ.
Evening, sir. You sound a little quiet.
I'm on a handheld running the old crossband repeat.
So I'm hoping my, tonight my new antenna should have arrived today to test that out, so that'll be fun and interesting.
Now, is this one for the truck or for the base?
I did not get anything from your last transmission. It was all broken up. I don't know if it's you or me.
I asked if that antenna was for the mobile or for the base unit.
Nope, it's for my mobile unit. if I'm not mistaken, I have to go back and look at the picture, but if I'm not mistaken, it can be trimmed as well. So, you know, if I can use one radio and have the 2 meter, 70 centimeter, and the GMRS all work from one, it wouldn't be such a bad deal.
I don't know that you'll have to trim it to have that happen. I think you'll find you got pretty good performance on all of them anyway.
And if not, you can start drilling holes and move it around. Or drill a hole. We're not just going to punch a bunch of holes in it and hope for the best.
We can test it and move it around and find the spot before we punch a hole for sure.
So how was your day today? I'm feeling pretty good. I actually felt rested. This is the first day in 3 weeks. I've actually felt rested and ready to go and made it through the day feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I got no complaints at all. It's been a pretty decent day up here. Overcast and rainy, but that's all right. No biggie.
Yeah, I'm a little curious about the weather that's supposed to be coming through. It's mixed signals from everywhere, so we'll see. I think the last year's ice storm got everybody a little bit on edge when the weather starts to change.
I wouldn't say on edge. I'd say excited. Anticipatory.
I'm running a little low on fuel. I haven't filled up my cans yet. I got to do a tally to see how many I got to take with me, but I think I've got 2 gallons, or 2 5-gallon cans full, and the generator's full. So, I mean, if something happens, I can go for quite a while.
Yep, I'm pretty adequate, so I'm not worried about it a whole lot.
So I've been tossing around the whole idea of, because my eyeglass, or my, I guess, whatever you call it, up in the console, overhead console, the little pin on that you push up, catches, and it latches it, has been broken for some time, so it just hangs open. I've really been debating popping that piece off, seeing what's going on there, because I think this little radio would fit in there nicely. And you can turn it upside down and rotate your screen so that the speaker would still be pointing down. For whatever reason, when I plug my speakers into it, it just goes quiet and doesn't work. It's got the headphone jack for it, but I don't know why it doesn't work.
I run into that too with different speakers. Sometimes they just don't work as you think they should. But no, that'd be cool if you can make that work. Bentley and I were just talking about that, and having a radio in an overhead console like that is kind of the ideal spot to have a radio in our book.
Yeah, because I think it'll keep you're not looking down, so you're still seeing out the windshield, but, you know, the thing's already broke. I can't fix it. You have to buy the whole thing. So, at this point, I'm thinking, man, I just pull the eyeglass piece out, pull the whole thing down, bring it in the shop, figure out how to mount it up, and then just stuff the radio up in there, drill a hole for the antenna cable, and yeah, I think it would work perfect. And it's like you say, this radio is small enough, I think it would be a really sweet little setup.
Right, and if, you know, you punch a hole in your roof to mount an antenna, little to no cable length for an antenna, so you'd have very little loss.
You know, and I probably, if this comes down without the headliner, to get that out, I may not even have to pull the headliner to get the cable fed through there. Boy, that'd be nice.
See, pluses all over the place.
Well, I just pulled in. I'm gonna go. Oh, I see a package at the door. Oh, that might be it. Anyways, I'm gonna. Aubrey's doing a readathon, so we're gonna sit down and read books, and then we watch Star Trek. So I'm going to go and grab a bite to eat, do some reading, and watch some TV, and then head out to the shop, do some woodwork.
Well, good deal, my friend. You have a fun time reading with that little lady, and enjoy that, and we'll be talking to you later. K-A-K-T.
All right, that was up down the airwaves. ASE, SE, clear.
K8BCW.